If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Anonymous is on the phone here to help. My mother's former ID from Illinois expired last year, and I'm looking online and I see like the laws and the rules that say you can't have an expired ID to go get a new one in Wisconsin, so I need some help here. Anonymous, are you an expert in this? Can you really help out?
I worked for the DMV for the last 3 years, so I hope I can.
Oh my gosh, wait, I got to take some notes.
Okay, now are you someone that's in a good mood today or not? Because, you know, you guys get a bad rap sometimes.
I am in a good mood.
Good. All right, so what do we got to do here? Because my mother is not going to be driving. She just needs the identification.
So for an ID, if you're transferring states, bring your certified birth certificate. That's not a photocopy, but the actual certified one from the state, not from the hospital. And then if you want that star for the real ID, two proofs of address. If you're just getting an ID card only, just one proof of address is fine, like a bill, the energy spectrum, credit card statement, any of those will work.
She's 93. I do need a birth certificate, though.
If you're transferring states, yes.
Yeah, but you guys, she's just trying to prevent identity theft. How many times a day would you say that you get people that show up to the DMV and they have the wrong paperwork?
A lot. And people probably get frustrated too, like, are you kidding me?
Yes, unfortunately, yes. But we have to have the certified paperwork. We can't have photocopies because it could be just a color copy that may not be the computer. You never know.
Oh, okay.
So it has to have the certified seal on them.
So, okay, could you help with this now? Where can I get a certified birth certificate? Do I have to go to the state of Wisconsin? Do I have to go through that? How do we...
If you're born in Wisconsin, you can go to the Register of Deeds. They can print them same day. Another state, like Illinois, I think you have to go to the county that you were born in, and you have to get it there.
Okay, yeah, no, she definitely was born in Wisconsin. So now I have to start from ground zero. I can't just go to the DMV with all this information. I have to get that first and then do that.
Now,
Thank you.
Anonymous, I want to ask you some questions about working at the DMV, okay? You're anonymous. This job that you have, what do you think is one of the biggest misconceptions that we all have about the DMV that you want everybody to know?
Well, at my particular station, we actually are in a good mood pretty much all day. We get lots of compliments that this is like the better DMV to go to because we don't have, I guess, a chip on our shoulder. We're in a good mood.
You're either Waukesha or South Milwaukee. I've been to both.
Waukesha's legit.
Waukesha is good.
So you're not at Waukesha.
Milwaukee's good.
Not in South Milwaukee.
Good.
Okay.
But yeah.
What advice do you have for all of us going to the DMV? What can we do to make that time there go smoother?
Just do your research, do the paperwork. If you're doing any kind of state like a transfer from state to state, birth certificate or valid passport, proof of address, like bills and things, don't bring junk mail.
Not junk mail. It has to be bills, like utility bills.
Yes, because junk mail, I still get bills from the previous owners.
Yeah.
Okay, Anonymous, one more question here with the DMV.
Sure.
Did you want to work at the DMV?
My background was like 20 years in customer service.
Oh, okay.
So I've been in this industry for a very long time, and I saw the posting online. I'm like, I'll just apply, see how it goes, and I've been here for 3 years.
And you like your job?
I like it. I do like my job.
And how many friends of yours ask you, hey, can you help me out with this situation? I am trying to transfer a title. Oh my gosh.
This is Radar trying to hint, hint, wink, wink.
Because you're our friend, Anonymous.
Right? But a few do that sometimes.
Sure.
They ask for tips and tricks and, you know, see what they had to bring in.
Okay.
You don't have to go back and forth all the time.
This is good stuff.
Thanks for changing our perception of the DMV. Because,
yeah.
I mean, you know, the bad rap is out there, but little by little, if y'all put that smile on your face and people show up prepared, it can be a much better experience for everybody.
Thank you so much for that
help. No worries. Thank you.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the ION College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the ION College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.